our next item, every year we have an election of vice chair and chair for the year. And this being our first meeting of a year, we're going through this process again. And I have asked Vice Chair Dr. Hunter if she would be willing to continue her position as vice chair, which she indicated her willingness to do that. And I'm also certainly willing to continue this year as chair in this transition period that we're going through right now. So I'm gonna now ask my fellow board members to, you know, share views or input or motions that you may have. Yes, Mr. Delgado.
Just to start out, Jean-Pierre, I think you've been a wonderful example of a hardworking, very effective chair, and I want to appreciate the year that you've done it. And I totally would support the continuance of yourself and Monica in your current positions.
Thank you for these nice words. So, both.
Should we do nomination?
So I would suggest that a nomination be made, and maybe Mr. Johnston, you can take the lead on that.
Yeah, I'm assuming we're going to do them separately. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, for chair, and you're doing chair first?
Yes.
All right, I would like to nominate you, Dr. Wolf, for the office of chair.
Second.
And any comments?
Okay. The only comment I would make, just so our new board member should know this, that we can do whatever we want. You know, sometimes in the past we've had a chair rotate every year, and but unlike with boards of supervisors and maybe councils, we can keep a chair on as long as we want, or rotate through every year. But when a chair's been doing a pretty good job and wants to continue, you know, in that role, we have usually just gone along and kept that individual in place. So I'm certainly in favor of the current chair, vice chair team continuing in their capacities.
Very good, thank
now,
you.
Now I'm ready to vote.
All right. Okay, so here, since we're right now voting for the chair position, you know, we had a motion, we had comment of the floor. So can make a roll call to make it official.
Mr. Delgado?
Yes.
Ms. Gray?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Ms. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Johnston?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hunter?
Yes.
Chair Wolf?
Yes. So, feels odd voting for yourself, but yes. Some,
we actually don't vote unless we need to break a tie.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. There's no need for us to vote. Chairs.
The chair doesn't.
Yeah.
So, next, Mr. Johnston, if you could then bring up our vice chair.
Certainly, I'd be prepared to nominate Dr. Hunter to serve a second term as vice chair.
Second.
Do we have any comments?
Yes, Monica, same ditto for you. As a vice chair, you've just been fantastic in how involved you've gotten and how much personal time you gave before you were vice chair. I don't know it changed too much, but thank you for the dedication that you provide on this board. And do you have any interest in being the next chair sometime in the future?
I would say with the time that I have put on into being a member of this board, I would love the opportunity. But I think, Chair Wolf and I have talked about the place we are now and the number of things that are kind of in transition. And I think it's wonderful that we have his continued involvement, which has taken us through a number of real challenges, including, you know, bringing Ken along and supporting his role, growing as an executive officer, stepping away from the state board into a regional context. That was, there was a lot that went into that, and I appreciate what Chair Wolf did. And then working closely with Chair Wolf, I've learned a lot. I certainly learned tons from Mr. Young when he was chair, and of course, Russell Jeffries. Got it right. I always think of him. I have two Jeffries in my life. Anyway, Russell Jeffries, and so I've had some good role models. So yes, I would welcome the opportunity at some point in the future.
All right. Well, I think this might be a very challenging time for staff, and they seem to be doing great, and I'm sure it's a good opportunity time too. But as far as our board, the stability we have because of the two of you in position and able to assume the chair, if that's in your best interest, I just think that our board is very fortunate to have the two of you providing that stability. So thank you.
Thank you for your comment. And so we
had a motion. Any more comments? All right. So if we could have a roll call.
Mr. Delgado?
Yes.
Ms. Gray?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mr. Johnston?
Yes.
Ms. Cervantes?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hunter?
Chair Wolf. Yes.
Chair Wolf?
Yes. Thank you. So appreciate my colleagues for giving us both of us the opportunity to continue this 2016. And Dr. Hunter, any additional comment you'd like to make?
Well, you know, I always have something to say, but
I'm
always pleased. It's been an incredible time for me to sit on this board. I'm approaching my 12th year, I believe, and I never imagined that I would have the opportunity to continue to work. I've come to know this staff and through their work, this region, and have been able to engage and support to the extent that I have the ability to speak with people, meet with people, and joining in with particular communities in their efforts. I've attended as many meetings and gatherings as I've had the opportunity to, through invitation, through being aware of how things are developing in our communities, the challenges they're facing, and certainly with the drought. So I just can't thank the governor enough and those that have helped me to continue in doing this work. And so I look forward to another good year.
Thank you.